Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News, commercial-free current events. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. First up, this first day of May, we've been reporting on the peaceful protests and the riots in Baltimore, Maryland. Tensions in the eastern U.S. city heated up after the arrest and mysterious death of Freddie Gray. Here's what we know about him. The 25-year-old African-American man was arrested on April 12th. At some point, he suffered a severe injury to his spine. Gray died on April 19th. Officials are trying to determine whether Gray was injured before his arrest, during his arrest, or at some point afterward while he was being transported in a police van. The police department has done its investigation. Yesterday, it gave those findings to prosecutors in the Baltimore Attorney's Office. Other investigations continue. Meanwhile, some current and former members of the NFL's Baltimore Ravens have been visiting schools near where the protests occurred. Dozens of pro football players and Coach John Harbaugh have been distributing food, encouraging students, and discouraging them from getting involved in violence. The U.S.-led coalition continues to attack terrorists in the Middle East. Yesterday, officials reported 21 airstrikes against ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the very countries where the airstrikes were carried out. Like other terrorist groups, ISIS routinely murders civilians, sometimes by the dozens. But unlike many other terrorist groups, ISIS is relatively well organized. When it takes over territory, it then sets up government there.
ISIS sees itself as a state, a government. Its ambition, to be an Islamic caliphate that claims sovereignty over the world's Muslim community. So, how does ISIS govern the territory it controls? Who picks up the garbage, runs schools, and patrols the traffic? Well, this is an area larger than many countries, and ISIS has divided the territory into wilayats, or provinces, each of which has a governor. Several new provinces have been created, virtually erasing the Syria-Iraq border.